U.S. existing home sales fell 5.9% in March, largest drop in more than 2 years. Existing single-family home sales across the United States fell by 5.9% in March from February, the steepest monthly drop since November 2022, and were down 2.4% year-over-year, the National Association of Realtors said in an April 24 statement. Home buying and selling remained sluggish in March due to the affordability challenges associated with high mortgage rates, NAR chief economist Lawrence Yun said. Residential housing mobility, currently at historical lows, signals the troublesome possibility of less economic mobility for society. NAR said existing home sales declined in all four major U.S. regions in March. In the Northeast, existing home sales declined by 2% from February to an annual rate of 490,000, unchanged from March 2024. In the Midwest, they fell by 5% to an annual rate of 950,000, down 3.1% from the same month last year. Sales in the South dropped by 5.7% from February to an annual rate of 1.81 million, a decline of 4.2% from a year earlier. In the West, sales plunged 9.4% in March to an annual rate of 770,000 but were up by 1.3% from March 2024. All properties typically remained on the market for 36 days in March, up from 33 days last year, and first-time homebuyers made up 32% of March sales. Cash sales accounted for 26% of purchases. Nationally, inventory rose by 8.1% from the previous month to 1.33 million at the end of March, creating 4 months of housing supply. The median home sales price continued to grow at 2.7% year-over-year to a new national median of $403,700, an all-time high for March and the 21st consecutive month of year-over-year price increases, according to the NAR. Price growth slowed. An April 17 Zillow report showed that all home sales, both existing and new, increased in March. The data indicated that home prices were flat compared to last year. Inventory grew by almost 9% last month, with more than 375,000 homes on the market, in addition to another 265,000 listings for pending sales in March. As a result, total inventory soared to more than 1.15 million homes, a 19% increase from a year ago. Average mortgage rates were lower this year, at 6.65% compared to 6.82% in March 2024. With more options available, competition cooled, and home price growth slowed significantly, the Zillow report said. Home values in March declined in five major metro areas: Miami, Tampa, Orlando, and Jacksonville in Florida, and San Antonio in Texas, according to Zillow. Areas where home values increased included San Jose, California, Milwaukee, San Francisco, Pittsburgh, and Hartford, Connecticut. Zillow reported that the typical single-family home was valued at $359,741 in March. A mortgage payment on that home now demands about 35.3% of median household income nationwide, more than 5% above the recommended 30% income rule. More than 23% of Zillow's listings received a price cut in March. That compares to just 21.6% in February and 20.6% 1 year ago. Some 24.6% of homes sold above their asking prices last month, up from 22.3% in January. More than 30% of homes were sold above their list prices last year. The Bronx borough of New York City appeared to be bucking national trends. Closed sales of single-family homes increased by 20.7% in March, the highest sales increase in the New York metro area and the lower Hudson Valley. The median sales price of single-family homes rose by 13.6% from last year, reaching a new high of $710,000. Bronx co-op sales were also the highest in the region, soaring by more than 65% from March 2024. Median sales prices for co-ops climbed by 26.8% to $260,000. Inventory of single-family homes in the Bronx increased by 29.6%, while new listings rose by 48.4%. Gregory Tsugranes, associate broker with Keller Williams Realty NYC Group, told the Epoch Times that despite more inventory, investors are driving prices up in the Bronx. There is a perfect storm moving investor or syndicate money into the 2-4 unit spaces, competing against primary residence home seekers, he said. This, in turn, is pushing potential homeowners into the single-family condo and co-op spaces, increasing property prices. Tsugranes noted that recent market volatility and political uncertainty also pumped additional investment funds into the local real estate market. One correlation not often discussed is the influx of money into real estate during wild fluctuations in the stock market for real or believed political instability, he said. New York City's 2019 Tenant Stability and Tenant Protection Act, along with multiple citywide local laws and regulations, also played a role in the migration of investment dollars from multi-unit housing into the 2-4 family properties, Tsugranes said. Investors don't want capped rents with free market expenses in a high inflation environment, he said. The increased voucher rents expand the gross potential rents for these properties and the return on investment. Buyers who are not investors are mostly local individuals and families from the Bronx, Queens, Brooklyn, and Manhattan areas of New York City. Tsugranes is confident of a healthy spring market. According to the Department of Housing and Urban Development, an estimated 503,000 new houses were for sale at the end of March, representing a 7.9% increase over last year. The March median home price of $403,600 for new construction was down by 7.5% from a year ago. A wide inventory availability, at an 8-month supply, is helping newly constructed home sales to move forward, Yun said in an April 23 statement. The homebuilders' focus on smaller-sized homes is also attracting buyers.